With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. More than 80 people in the Secaucus Chippewa community have been vaccinated against COVID-19. The SCC Health Clinic has been busy vaccinating its healthcare workers and the most vulnerable community members. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The first people to get vaccinated against COVID-19 in the Secaucus Chippewa community are just about ready to get their second doses. Health Director Jamie Zarda says they've been fortunate to get enough of the Pfizer vaccine to administer doses to all of the health clinic staff as well as tribal elders.
It was so exciting for us to be able to get that.
Zarda was one of the first to get vaccinated. She said she didn't have any reaction to it other than a sore arm.
We've had a few, slight reactions like enlarged lymph nodes, dizziness, but nobody has said that they will not get the second vaccine.
Zarda says by and large, vaccine rollout has gone smoothly within the community. With every dose that's administered, Zarda says the community gets closer to reopening.
We are very restricted right now.
During the pandemic, the Secaucus Chippewa community has kept the Mole Casino closed. It's also restricted access to the Senex convenience store and gas station. They're all measures taken to try and prevent the spread of the virus.
You know, with the Native American community, it can wipe out the community. So we really need and want everybody in the community, or as many as possible, to get vaccinated so we can open up and kind of get back to a regular lifestyle.
Zarda says the goal is to get 80% of the population vaccinated. She encourages everyone who is able to get the vaccine. If you're hesitant, Zarda recommends reading up on it from reliable sources.
The vaccine is safer than getting the COVID itself.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Minocqua's iconic fishing pier will be shortened. The town board decided Tuesday to remove the outermost 50 feet that suffered a partial collapse last year. Town Chairman Mark Hartsheim said the community considers the aging pier a major landmark. The fishing pier is what remains of the old Highway 51 bridge built in 1927. The wooden structure extends some 300 feet into Lake Minocqua and is popular with fishermen and others who like to watch the sunrise and with boaters. Even at its new length of 250 feet, the end will rest in about 16 feet of water. The town crew will remove deck boards and structural members above the waterline this winter. The town will hire an outside contractor to remove pilings below the waterline this spring. That cost could be as much as $12,000. The board did leave the door open to any civic-minded benefactor who might step forward with a sizable donation to preserve the entire structure. Public Works Director Mark Pertilli says rehabbing that last 50 feet would cost about $50,000. A development company got the green light to move forward with its plans to build a solar field in Oneida County. The Oneida County Planning and Zoning Committee approved a conditional use permit yesterday. One Energy Development plans to build a 7.5-megawatt solar field in the town of Crescent. It will be built on a currently empty field along Highway 17 between Hat Rapids Flowage and Lake Julia. The committee held a public hearing on the plans a couple of weeks ago. Neighbors who live next to the field brought up a number of concerns about the project. One of those concerns was using Highway 17 for access rather than Boyce Drive during construction. Eric Udelhofen with One Energy says he's been in contact with the Department of Transportation.
We submitted our application for that driveway permit on the 23rd, and I received word back from Mark Grady, who's in the office here, that the application was complete, and they're just reviewing the DOT deed for that, for the highway grant to make sure that there are no restrictions on it. But he doesn't see any, at this point, he doesn't see any reason why they wouldn't be able to grant that.
Some of the other conditions of the permit include placing solar panels 150 feet back from current homes. One Energy says it will work with the county conservationist to protect pollinator habitat. The developer will also maintain a natural screen of trees around the field so that people who live in the area don't have to look at it. All summer in Boulder Junction, people gathered outside the library to use its Wi-Fi. Their broadband at home was poor or non-existent. Stores in the local town often have internet outages, hurting the ability to accept credit cards or communicate. Bill Nemuth, a member of Boulder Junction's high-speed broadband committee, has seen what happens to towns that fall behind.
You know, you go into a community that doesn't have any broadband at all, nothing. It's like going into the Stone Age. And not much is going to happen in those communities.
But Boulder Junction is about to go in the opposite direction. It's investing millions of dollars in top-of-the-line fiber optic broadband cable for everyone living and working in the town. Hear about the community's future on this week's Employed at 5:45 p.m. here on WXPR. Congressman Ron Kind of Wisconsin held a Zoom call shortly after Congress was adjourned following protesters breaching the Capitol building during Wednesday's Electoral College certification.
It's a disappointment when today should be a day of celebration of the time-honored tradition of the peaceful transfer of power that makes our nation exceptional in the eyes of the world.
Kind says the optics of this globally are less than flattering.
I was on a video Zoom meeting with members of the European Parliament, and all of them were aghast at what they're seeing coming out of America and the challenge of a valid, transparent, accurate election, and how all that's been thrown into doubt right now.
Early this morning, Congress acted to confirm the Electoral College vote and Joe Biden's presidential win. Our forecast today, cloudy skies, a high of 29. Cloudy tonight, patchy fog after 4 a.m., a low of 16. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.